This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The notification for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued today. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. Candidates can file their nominations till the 25th of April. 29th of April will be the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. Meanwhile, the filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. The 2024 general elections are being held in 7 phases, that is from 19th April to 1st of June, to elect 543 members for the 18th Lok Sabha. Counting will take place on 4th of June. Preparations are in full swing for polling in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. Voting in this phase will be held for 102 constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. 1,625 candidates are in the fray for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. High-octane campaigning for this phase ended last evening. All parliamentary constituencies of Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Puducherry, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu will go to polls in the first phase. Besides voting for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, polling will also be held to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase tomorrow. As the country gears up to vote in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections, the Chief Election Commissioner, CEC Rajiv Kumar, has appealed to the voters to realize their democratic responsibility and exercise their voting right. Talking to Akashvani News, CEC Rajiv Kumar said that it is because of people's judicious participation that the country has been able to hold several high-quality elections smoothly and regularly. Mr. Kumar advised people to take all precautions during the summer heat and expressed hope that the spirit of the Indian voter will beat the summer heat. The government has notified amended rules under the Foreign Exchange Management Act to operationalize its decision to allow up to 100% FDI for the space sector. As per the notification issued by the Ministry of Finance, 100% foreign direct investment or FDI has been allowed for manufacturing and operation of satellites, satellite data products and ground segment and user segment, out of which up to 74% will be through the automatic route and government approval will be required for investment beyond 74%. The notification said, the investee entity shall be subject to sectoral guidelines as issued by the Department of Space from time to time. The new rules have come into effect from the 16th of this month. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has expressed his belief that space will cast its influence on air, maritime and land domains in the future. He said space is an uncharted territory where concepts of combat are yet to evolve and mature. Addressing the Indian Deaf Space Symposium in New Delhi through virtual mode today, the Chief of Defence Staff stressed that space must be used for the benefit of mankind. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions over Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal during the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Jharkhand, North Konkan, Saurashtra, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. IMD has forecast a rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over eastern and parts of southern peninsula India during the next 2 days. The Met Department has also forecast a fresh spell of rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest India from today till Sunday. On to sports now. In chess, India's D. Gyokesh slipped to joint second after playing out a draw against US's Fabiano Caruana in the round of 11 of the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto last night. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians in Chandigarh today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And last night, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets in the IPL 2024 match in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.